once accused the young convert poet Robert Lowell of espousing Catholicism in the 1940s with all the marital fidelity of a gigolo. He didn't become a Catholic. Robert Lowell didn't become Catholic for the sake of poetic impulse. He had plenty of his own, and the truth is the modern history of English Catholic poetry, especially in America, was pretty thin on the ground. Neither was Lowell looking really for a topic to write about. For poets in that generation, the world provided plenty of topics. Now, what Robert Lowell needed, and the reason he converted to Catholicism, was a system of thought, a place to write from, a coherent set of symbols, and a powerful collection of truths with which to begin his work. Catholicism was a world to write out from, a place on which to stand and evaluate the world that stood outside. And you get, from the, as a result of his conversions, lines like, remember the end of the Quaker graveyard in Nantucket? You could cut the brackish wings with a knife here in Nantucket, Lowell writes, and cast up on the Lord God formed man from the sea slime, and breathed into his face the breath of life, and blue lunged comers lumbered for the kill. The Lord survived in the bow of his will. Well, you get stuff like that running out of Catholicism. Now, consider William F. Buckley in this context. For all that it has God in the title, God and Man at Yale is not a particularly religious book, and it's certainly not a book of Catholic apologetics or exegesis. And yet, read in this way that I'm proposing, as a text in the Catholic Renaissance, it resembles Flannery O'Connor's stories and Robert Lowell's poetry and Walker Percy's prose. The writings of William F. Buckley through the 1950s assumed Catholicism. Those writings took it as a place to stand and look outward on the world. They took it as a system of truth by which things could be judged. No one speaks more about their eyeglasses than about the things that they see with those eyeglasses. And William F. Buckley, like much of his confident generation, was far more interested in evaluating what he saw rather than describing the Catholicism that allowed him to see it. A short generation later, and all of that was gone. Gary Wills and Michael Novak make a nice portrait of that next generation crisscrossing as Wills moved from conservative at National Review to liberal at the New York Review of Books, and Michael Novak from liberal to conservative. But for both of them, Catholicism had become an inward-looking thing. To be a Catholic was, for that generation, to write and think about being a Catholic constantly. For that entire generation, the focus of Catholic intellectual attention was inward on the church rather than outward from the church to the world.